you are invited to join the Fueled by Faith membership community. Inside this membership, you will have access to a Telegram text thread where you will find other female leaders that are getting filled by the Holy Spirit daily. You will also have access to our monthly virtual Zoom calls that are all about connection as well as getting the word and being connected to the women that are inside the community as well as the Lord and the Holy Spirit inside this membership. There's also a monthly meetup for those of you that are local to Wilmington, North Carolina. But don't let that hold you back. If you are not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, we are looking to grow the Fueled by Faith community within the next couple of years. Let me bring you into the global vision that is starting here with this Fueled by Faith community here in Wilmington, North Carolina. For those of you that are looking for community, that are looking for in-person meetups to meet other faith-based and driven women that are leaders inside your community, we are looking to expand in the next couple of years where you can have access to a Fueled by Faith community right in your backyard with ongoing chapters that continue to add and pop up. This is where we are headed in our vision, and we would love nothing more than to hear back from you if you're not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, if you would be interested in having this in your community, where that's located at, and giving you the blueprint of how we can get that started. If you want to join the membership or you're looking for more information on how to bring Fueled by Faith closer to you, just send us an email at info@sheassistyou.com or find us on Facebook inside our community and send us a message at the Fueled by Faith community page. Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time. If I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list, it was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Morning. It's 2023, baby. Who's excited? I think we can do a little better. It's 2023, baby. Who's excited? It's our Michael Jordan year, you guys. 2023. Here for more of this. Everyone has their New Year's resolutions, right? Your word choosed out, your intention. Did everyone work out this morning and slam your celery juice before you came to church? No? Okay, you can do it when you get home. I'm so excited to be here with you guys and just chat with you because in this new year, I'm stepping into my calling and it's to use my voice. 3 years ago, I was laying in bed and trying to go to sleep. And if any of you guys know me, I'm in bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock. And it was like 10 o'clock. I'm wrestling, can't go to sleep. John's like, what is happening to her? And God just had it. He's like, you got to tell him, you got to tell him, you got to tell him. And I rolled over and I was like, babe, I want to be a motivational speaker. That's literally what was coming up in the middle of the night. God's calling me to be a motivational speaker. And I am just like shaking because I had to speak it out to my husband for it to become real. That was 3 years ago. And 3 weeks ago, I had a group of amazing women in my home, women of God.
And I was speaking in front of them, in front of my living room, motivating them, equipping them, empowering them, and encouraging them to go out and live the life that God had for them. 3 years ago, God gave me a piece of that puzzle. And 3 weeks ago, I implemented that piece of what he gave me. And today I'm excited to not only use my voice, but to encourage, empower, and equip you to use yours because you have one. Right out of the gate in scripture, Genesis 2:7, it says, God formed man out of dirt from the ground and blew into his nostril a breath of life. The man came alive, a living soul. So from the very beginning, you guys, you're already equipped with his breath in your lungs. God put himself into our physical bodies. Now, everyone turn to your neighbor and say, this is my voice. Awesome. It works. I heard it. You can use it. Amen. So a few years ago, I went to a retreat and there was a well-known speaker and she is big in the coaching industry. And she got up and she was like, I know I'm supposed to be talking about community, but it's really on my heart to talk to you guys about unicorn brainstorming. And we were all like, what? Unicorn brainstorming? Okay, I'm here for this. So she's in front of this group of people and she's telling us about what it is. And you sit in a circle of people and you start off with the phrase, wouldn't it be cool if? And then you just let it go as crazy and wild. And however, whatever comes to you, there's no judgment. You just let it go. And so in this group of people, she's standing there and everyone goes around the room and there's this man at the very end. And he's like reluctantly like, wouldn't it be cool if, because he doesn't believe in the power of this. He said, wouldn't it be cool if Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, if I met him and maybe we recorded like a podcast or something. In the same moment, a guy across the table says, hey, give me just a second. I have, my best friend is actually on his PR team and I'll get you connected. Less than 4 weeks later, they met, a podcast was recorded and that guy made a new friend. How awesome is that? Wouldn't it be cool if? So as soon as he finished that, that happened, unicorn dreaming, using your voice, not only using your voice, but proclaiming and seeing what happens. Wouldn't it be cool if? In Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make man in our image. Miss Judy already said this, and let them have dominion over the fish in the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth, over the creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. What is God's image and likeness? Well, up to this point, all that we see of God is that God said, and it was so. He said, and it was so. In the beginning, the Spirit of God moved, but he did nothing until the voice of God spoke out. Let there be light. And there was light, the power of the voice. Wouldn't it be cool if? So no better time than this new year to gear up than using this tool to help you in your resolutions, but also in your daily walk with the Lord, deeper than just a new friendship with a celebrity. But I can't help but thinking that maybe not in these words, but stories in the Bible that the characters, the people were saying, wouldn't it be cool if, like Esther, she had to think it would be cool to convince her husband, the king, to retract his decree to save her people. Or David, taking the action, and we'll talk about this in a minute, he had to have the thought, oh God, how amazing would it be to defeat this giant? Wouldn't it be cool if? Maybe more relatable to your own giants that you might be facing. Wouldn't it be cool if I got in the best shape of my life? My family member accepts Jesus into their life. A diagnosis is lost and a disease disappears. Wouldn't it be cool if a couple from Tennessee come to Wilmington and plant a church? You decide to drop your financial struggle story and start a business that God has called you to do and fully trust him with everything that you have. A couple divorce but fall back in love after they grow individually with Christ, then together in him. Wouldn't it be cool if? These stories are all real. They're all true. And I'm only aware of them because people in this room spoke them out loud to me. They didn't happen overnight. They didn't happen by sitting down and unicorn dreaming and poof, they happen. We have been given authority. And in Luke 10:19, it says, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you." When we partner with God and we live out his will for us, come to him on this first day of January 2023 and we ask him, "Lord, lead me. Send me your word for me. Give me your resolution for me to carry out and walk out." Anything that negates his will for us, we have the power to overcome. He's already said that. So in James 4:7, "Resist the devil and he shall flee." Peace, serpent. You're not welcome here. Look at your neighbor and say, "It takes action." So we're equipped and we're empowered. And with the authority of God, you co-create that awesome unicorn dream. Now what? It's time to go, baby. We don't get ripped just because we want to. We don't restore our family just because we sit there and we say, "God, restore this," or "It would be cool if my family was restored." No, you guys, it takes action. And when we speak God's word right, the power follows. The word puts the power of God into action. In a conversation with a dear friend of ours on Christmas night, we talked about how we all are waiting for God to open a door. Anybody waiting for God to open a door? Well, let me tell you, brother and sisters, that door may be already open. It's just the lens that you have to see if it is. It is time for you to open up to see, is this door open? It's time, if you can imagine, I'm in a door frame and I say, "Wouldn't it be cool if?" Nothing happens if I don't take a step out and say, "Wouldn't it be cool, God, if you give a platform for me to praise your name and to encourage, equip, and empower the women in this room and the men in this room to go out and live their desire, their dream, whatever you have on their heart. Doesn't happen if I don't take a step. And I go to these women and I say, "Sister, I see God in you. Be obedient. I see you. I feel you. Go out there and do the thing. Sir, I see that your marriage is crumbling. Go to the Lord. Step out. Praise with him. Lift them up." You need to take action. I know I'm going to go a little over, but stick with me. So what are you doing and how are you walking out this unicorn dream? Our pastors, they're not still sitting on their couch in Tennessee dreaming up Second Mile. They are here. They walked out. They said, "Lord, here I am. Send me." They do that every day. It takes daily, daily action for you to sit at the feet of the Lord and say, "Lord, lead me. Here I am. Send me. What do you need from me?" Am I speaking to anybody? Are we tracking? Okay. So I encourage you today, whatever it may be, to identify that barrier, that doorframe that you're sitting behind. Maybe it's the struggle that you've always known, but God's saying, it's time for you to drop that struggle and trust me. Take that step. Empower yourself. You are equipped. You have the breath in your lungs to do it. You are equipped to use your voice, a voice to proclaim and announce and walk out the life that God is laying out for you, a voice to sustain what the word has for you in your journey. Wouldn't it be cool if? Wouldn't it be cool if you attended a church service on January 1st, 2023? By no mistake, I know I met two people this morning that said, "I'm here." Someone said, "There's church and I'm here." I didn't know them from Adam, but now I do. And I'm so excited that you're here today. You listened and you took action and you are here. By no mistake, just God's divine timing to hear from four different speakers with four different messages. And you leave here full, empowered, equipped, and encouraged to use your voice this year. But wouldn't it be cooler if you acted on it? Wouldn't it be cool if?